You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
How are you doing?
This is the movie show
on Active TV.
My name is Sash.
I'm Ryan.
Jeremy here.
And my name is Tabo.
And today we are doing another fan theory show. Yay! So as you can see behind us, we have a cartoon on the TV. We will not be discussing this cartoon at any point in the show. I'm joking. They're like, oh, damn, we missed the brief. Flip. No, I'm joking. We are talking about Phineas and Ferb.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. So Phineas and Ferb is a very well-known, well-loved, honestly, in my opinion, the greatest cartoon of all time.
And I have no idea what these people are talking about.
Facts.
Yeah, Ryan was pre Phineas and Ferb.
So I'm here because I'm like the non-biased.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm non-biased.
I'm the very biased because I was like.
Yeah, I don't
Phineas
know.
Phineas and Ferb was my era. Like I was there, all the way.
I don't know who that is.
Tabo.
I don't know what that is.
With me, I was. It happened around me, you know.
Yeah.
So I came towards the end.
Okay,
but then I didn't have DSTV.
Age was against you and satellite TV.
Yes, but I was still there on Saturday mornings, SABC 2, the omnibuses. So I still caught the
reruns.
Yeah, but I was being sent to the shop, and so I couldn't really like focus. So this is my time to shine.
Yes,
and yes.
Yeah. And then Jeremy, you were not there.
Oh, I was not there.
He was not there.
I was there for regular show though.
Yeah, you see, by that time I'd like moved on with my life. So yeah, but Phineas and Ferb is an interesting cartoon because of the amount of conspiracies that went around it. So like from first of all, Disney. I don't know if you guys know this, but Disney originally had a rule where a series could only have 65 episodes. It would not go over 65 episodes. And the reason for that was, if you look at the schedule of when they show specific shows, that would work it out that they would have enough time to do the full season or however many seasons, and then they would still have enough time to do reruns.
Oh.
So like it was a rule that they wouldn't take it over. The first cartoon or the first, it wasn't actually an animation, which was also a very good animation. I don't know if you guys know this one. But the first animation that they extended it over, because so many people wrote in and said we want a fourth season, because generally they work on three seasons, was Kim Possible. Who remembers Kim Possible?
What's that?
You don't know?
What's that?
Although the movie sucked. But
before
his time. So that was the first one. Then with Phineas and Ferb, they actually went on to do, I think it was a total of 5 seasons. So, like, it really, really did well. And then the last season, they did, like, a whole bunch of special episodes. Phineas and Ferb has a Marvel and a Star Wars crossover.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's nice. Cool.
Right?
That's
like,
cool.
They literally go into the Star Wars universe and they go into the Marvel universe. So, this cartoon definitely did some crazy things.
I think I'm starting to like it.
Yeah. You must check it out. Yeah. And what's cool about it, so if we had to break it down in its most simplistic form, this cartoon is stuck in a loop.
What?
Facts.
Every episode has the same format. And we could even argue that the main characters are not the main characters.
Okay, you lost me now.
Yeah.
So the cartoon is called Phineas and Ferb. But the journey, the character arc, the transformation that happens is not with Phineas and Ferb. They remain consistent throughout the entire animation. The two people that have the biggest character transformations is Candace,
yes,
the sister,
yes,
who's trying to bust them.
Constantly.
And Dr. Doofenshmirtz, who's trying to take over the dry state area. Those two characters are actually the two characters that have the most character transformation. So it could be said that this whole thing is actually
about them.
A lesson learned from Candace and Dr. Doofenshmirtz.
powerful.
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway. This is deep. Okay, but anyway, let's hear some fan theories. What are the conspiracies around Phineas and Ferb?
Okay, so I'm going to start us off with one of the most obvious ones and maybe one of the most famous ones. So Candace is actually schizophrenic.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you believe it?
This is called the lost sister theory.
Yeah.
And this theory suggests that Phineas and Ferb, Phineas in particular, is actually dead. And everything Candace sees is a hallucination. In this version, Phineas was killed by a bully, and Candace, unable to cope with the grief, imagines all of his summer inventions. And Linda, their mom, doesn't see anything because it's all in Candace's head.
Yeah. So let me just give Ryan, because Ryan doesn't know like what is happening.
Do kids watch this?
Yeah.
And they probably don't know that, right? So as you get older, you're like,
you're like, wait, what? No, but this isn't the premise of the show. This is just a conspiracy behind how the show, like the inspiration for
the show.
Yeah. So they were saying Disney was approached by. So what I heard, right? So what I heard was Candace was schizophrenic, and she had to go to a
psychologist.
Thank you. She had to go to a psychologist. But the medical bills were so crazy that the family didn't actually have money. So what the mom did was she then took all of these like absurd things that Candace was saying based on the whole brother dead, now she's hallucinating, et cetera, and went to Disney, approached Disney with the stories to try and now get money so that she could pay for the... And then obviously the theory is that the character Dr. Doofenshmirtz is actually the psychologist. So Doofenshmirtz was Candace's psychologist. And then, yeah, that's the crazy theory behind that one. So Candace basically has two brothers. They're these crazy inventors. And every day they do something crazy. Like they build like a roller coaster in their backyard.
She sees everything.
Yeah. And she's like trying to bust them. Like her purpose in life is to just show her mom what they did. But every episode, when the end comes, one of Dr. Doofenshmirtz's inventions always happens to help get rid of whatever they've done that day that's crazy, just before the mom is able to see. Mm. And then, yeah. That's the...
And you see, based off what...
This is very humorous.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I'm really getting theories on my own here. just hearing these theories.
Based off what you said, I found a theory.
Mm.
Mm. So, what if Dr. Doofenshmirtz is actually Phineas' real dad? Maybe a long time ago, Doofenshmirtz and Linda, Phineas and Candace's mom, were together, but something happened and they split up. Doofenshmirtz moved away and became a silly scientist, but he still loves his kids. That's why he's always in Danville, causing harmless trouble, trying to cover up for the inventions.
Backing up.
And making it look like it's not intentional.
But it actually is.
Mm.
Yeah. And they do in this, they show in the show the mom, and because they sometimes like, it's a pretty cool, like the way they built up the whole universe. The mom, Linda, and Doofenshmirtz did date. I don't know if you guys remember that.
No.
Yeah, I remember that.
And kids watch this.
Yeah, no, it's quite.
Okay.
And then it gets even weirder. So they have a pet platypus, right? I did not know what a platypus was.
Mm hmm.
I know what a platypus is because of Phineas. Obviously, they're not blue, though.
That thing.
Yeah. I actually don't know what color they are.
I think they're brown.
Brown?
I think so, yeah.
Makes sense.
I could be wrong, but I think they're brown, yeah.
It's one of those things with the flat nose, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. And he's their pet. So they have a pet platypus. And this pet platypus is part of a secret organization of pets that save the world.
Yes.
Is this from the sister's view again?
No. This is actually what happens. Mm-hmm. So Perry fights Dr. Doofenshmirtz. So he always is out there making sure that Doofenshmirtz doesn't like do something crazy.
Save the day.
And like, yeah, so he's there to save the day. But like, that's a crazy concept as well, that pets are secret agents, because pets are in, so like you would see the different secret agents. There was a cat, there was birds, like you'd often see these like different, yeah. So that's also like a really crazy.
That one can apply in real life though.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, who knows what dogs see?
Yeah.
I watched the movie.
They see
like
everything.
That.
Huh?
I watched the movie like that.
The Secret Life of
Pets. Ah. Yeah. Oh, you watched it too, yeah.
Okay. On that same vein of secret agents and organizations, I present this one.
Oh.
So, theory number two. It's called a government cover-up. So Phineas and Ferb are secret agents.
Oh!
So Phineas and Ferb were part of OWCA, which stands for Organization Without a Cool
Name.
Acronym.
Oh, acronym? So it's a very Phineas and Ferb thing to do.
Yes. So number one is obviously their extreme intelligence.
Yeah.
Which is far beyond that of normal kids.
Yeah.
And then the second one is, why do their projects disappear so efficiently?
Yeah.
Maybe they're actually being confiscated rather than being destroyed by the OWCA because they want to cover up their stuff.
The organization.
Or they get used.
Without a cool.
Ooh. Mm. Or they get used.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then their stepdad. Stepdad.
Yeah. So Ferb is not. That's why he has a British accent. Ferb and Phineas aren't blood. They stepbrothers.
Woo.
So Candace and Phineas, according to this thing, yeah, are biological brother and sister. And then Ferb, that's why he has a British accent, which makes the whole Doofenshmirtz Linda thing even more plausible.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Ferb obviously comes in and him and his dad are from the UK.
Damn.
Yeah.
That is insane.
And that's why the dad and Ferb look alike. And then Phineas has the orange hair like his mom Linda.
Yeah. Ha. That is insane.
Yeah, Ferb does have green hair. That's a
he does.
Good
he does.
Point.
Okay.
The things we accepted as normal.
Like, what the heck?
Are not normal.
Yeah.
So it says here, their stepdad Lawrence might actually be their handler.
Yeah. Oh.
So he's working for the old WCA and he's keeping an eye on them under the pretense of being their father.
That one's crazy.
And then the real reason why Candace never catches them is because the OWCA wipes her memory every time she gets too close to the truth.
It's giving like you see in Men in Black when they put on their glasses and then they.
One thing I thought was interesting was the theme song starts with "There's 104 days of something." So I was like, "Are there 104 episodes?" Because that would have also been cool if they did. Unfortunately, they didn't. So there's, I think, over 200 episodes. But that also was like a money-making. Obviously, like Disney milked this series.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, but that would have been cool. But then also, eventually, the last episode. So if you watch, but the weird part is the way they released the episodes wasn't in like chronological order. But the last episode is actually titled "The Last Day of Summer." That's the ending of the show. There is another episode as well that's like "The Day We Grew Up," which is quite an interesting one because you see all of the characters grown up. So Isabella and Phineas are dating. They're going off to college, stuff like that. I think even Phineas and, you know, Dr. Doofenshmirtz's daughter. What was her name again?
Ain't no way.
They get together. Obviously, he always had a crush. What was her name? Not Victoria. No, can't remember. Whatever her name was. But that I thought that was the last episode because, you know, they grew up, but it wasn't. The last episode is called "The Last Day of Summer." And actually what happens is Candace has to save the day. So Dr. Doofenshmirtz creates a do-over-inator, which then gets them stuck in a time loop. And then eventually she saves the day by stopping the time loop. And then obviously like summer comes to an end and then that would be the end of the show because the whole show is there's 104 days of summer vacation. If summer vacation comes to an end, then like they go back to school. And but also what I liked about the show was when you get to that episode, it ends with Candace sitting with the kids in the backyard talking and laughing. It ends with Dr. Doofenshmirtz sitting with Norm, his robot, Perry the Platypus, his daughter. And that they're talking and it's almost like Candace and Dr. Doofenshmirtz found out that life isn't just about achieving what you want to achieve. Yeah. You know, like for Dr. Doofenshmirtz, it was taking over the dry state area. Candace, it was busting them. But more about the time you spend with the people around you and your family and friends. And even though, yes, you do cool stuff every day and you achieve great things, taking that time and being very grateful for it because you know that summer will eventually come to an end. And you'll have to go back to school.
Yo, here we go again.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's deep, right? And this is, I told you guys this was the greatest cartoon ever. I think what I like about it is the depth of like, yeah. But now I have just a normal theory behind where Phineas and Ferb actually came from. Do you guys want to hear it?
That's cool.
So where did the story originate from? So the concepts of Phineas and Ferb apparently came from Dan Povenmire and Jeff. Jeff Swampy Marsh, who actually worked on The Simpsons and Rocco's Modern Life.
Oh, that's cool.
Do you know those, right? Obviously, Simpsons. Do you know Rocco's Modern Life? I don't know that either. But apparently, Dan Povenmire came up with the idea in the 1990s while doodling at a restaurant. He drew a triangle-shaped boy, Phineas, because Phineas has a triangle-shaped head, and imagined him building crazy inventions. He and Jeff then pitched, this is crazy, they pitched the show for 16 years, getting rejected multiple times before Disney finally approved it in 2007. And then the inspiration for summer adventures came from their own childhoods, where they spent summer inventing and building things. Ooh. So, yeah. Damn. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Actually, they have one where it also says that Dan's sister kept trying to bust them as well.
Oh, that's crazy. So and
that's where Candace comes from.
Yeah, that's probably the most plausible where Phineas and Ferb came from.
But now what? No, I'm joking.
What if... And then I also thought that this was crazy. So Ferb, if you look at Ferb's character, right? Mm. Ferb was known as not saying anything except for generally one line at the end of the show. And it was often a very deep line. Like, but Ferb would say something, you'd be like, damn. That was deep. But even his character was a main character, but he had less than 200 lines in the entire series.
Whoa.
Like, which is crazy for a main character. Yeah. But that apparently was one of the reasons for it, was also because the voice actor is a man named Thomas Brody Sangster. I love him. He is Newt in Maze Runner. You know the guy with the blonde hair?
Mm.
Yeah. He was also in Love Actually. I think he was a little boy in Love Actually, for those of you who know Love Actually. And he actually also had a very limited... schedule, because he was obviously working on like other projects, so it suited the studio to actually go and only give his character a few lines, because obviously he could get it done, but it still added to the show, which was smart. I think that what was cool about Phineas and Ferb was it was just a very creative show. Like they really, like even the songs that they did, the songs were iconic. Like if you ask anyone who grew up watching Phineas and Ferb, the intro. Just walk into a room with the right people and go, there's 104 days, and everyone will just play the whole song, da, 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 like literally everything. So yeah, I think it was a what do you call it? It was a movement.
Solid.
A movement of young people that grew up wanting to be inventors and builders.
Yes.
Yeah. Not go to school.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Don't do that, kids.
Don't do that.
And enjoy summer vacation. Live life to the fullest every day.
You can't be a builder without going to school.
Facts.
Oz Pop the Builder.
That is true. Bob the Builder. That's how old you are.
Yeah.
Damn. He can. What would Bob can the fix Builder? It? Yes, he can. That's way back when.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was Phineas and Ferb. The fan theory. Anything else anyone would like to...
Last theory.
We have a last theory.
Last theory. Have you noticed, like, the character of Phineas?
Mm.
He likes to invent. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Dr.
Doofenshmirtz.
What if that's his dad?
Yeah. I think, in my personal opinion, that Candace and Phineas are actually Doofenshmirtz's children.
Children, yeah. Look at Phineas' head shape and look at Doof's head shape. It's a triangle. It's the same. It's literally the
same. At least Ferb didn't fall in love with his biological sister.
Oh my days.
At least he's the step, because he obviously fell in love with Doofenshmirtz's daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other daughter. Yeah.
Mm.
So it can go sideways. It can go weird.
Well, when they find Frankenstein's brain. They literally did that in an episode. The saddest episode. I don't know if you guys ever saw that episode. There was an episode where they actually got busted.
Yo.
And then they got sent to like this asylum to like brainwash them. Yeah, that was hectic. One of the people, yeah, that was a great, their hair got shaved. And they got sprayed with water and they got put in a, like, it was hectic.
What happened at the end of that episode?
Candace, I think Candace had a dream. It was actually Candace had a dream. And she dreamt about, like, if they actually did get busted. And when she woke up, she was like, oh, flip, never mind, I don't want to bust. Because she realized, like how sad. Because they basically went to, like, this asylum where they got rid of their imagination.
Oh.
Yeah. They even had a song in that one. They were cleaning the toilet with toothbrushes. Yeah. And then they did, you know the song where they start, like, yeah, that was a hectic episode though. We were so sad, yeah. And then Richie went, oh, whew, okay, they weren't busted. Yeah, crazy things.
Nice.
Guys, watch Phineas and Ferb.
Nice.
I recommend Phineas and Ferb.
Yep.
Yeah, my children will watch Phineas and Ferb. They will.
They will.
They have to.
They have to.
They will. Yeah.
They have to.
But this has been the movie show. Yeah.
It has been the movie show.
If you have any other theories that you would like us to look into, mm-hmm. you know where the comment section is.
Somewhere over there.
Yeah. But until next week.
Cheers.
Peace.
Bye.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.